Yeah, that's some of the sounds from downtown this morning. That's a street sweeper. Yeah, you laid it all out, Jamie. Let's get right now to KTAR senior news reporter Jim Cross, who's joining us from downtown. Boy, it was quite the show last night, quite rowdy, Jim. What happened? What's it like now?
Well, it's all quiet this morning. The street sweeper you mentioned took them about an hour, about two or three of them, to clear all of the rocks out of Washington and 7th Avenue. Glass on the doors, front entrance at PD headquarters shattered by large rocks, some of those as big as a softball. The rally started off, it was in custody death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. It was peaceful at the beginning. It all changed around 9:30 last night at the Capitol when some windows were broken, rocks, bottles were being tossed. Then it moved over to PD, where it all ended sometime around midnight.
Wow. I appreciate you being out there, Jim, and we'll keep checking in with you. Coming up here on Arizona's Morning News, Chad Benson from Gatos and Chad joining us right now. I think the question for a lot of people is, why here are we seeing violent protests?
That's the big question. Why here? Look, I understand everybody's upset. They're angry. You have every right to be. Let's be real. But when you start to move to the point where it becomes violent, it becomes dangerous, you start to break things, you start to do certain things, then you lose the entire opportunity to have a platform right now. Well, you've got the entire country watching, partially because everybody's home.
Yeah.
Let's be real. So you've got a captive audience where they're not going anywhere else. They're not working. And then when there's a chance to have a conversation, that conversation ends up going away, because what ends up happening is now we're talking about what? The protests that became violent. We're talking about Minneapolis. They went in and burned a police station. At some point in time, you're like, sorry, what this started out as and what it could have been is now moot, because they're going to be out there every single day now for the next several days trying to defend stuff.
You know what? That is, it's so sad, because what happened to George Floyd was absolutely awful, a tragedy, and maybe even a murder. An out-and-out murder. By the way, the county attorney there in Minneapolis, Michael Freeman, had this to say.
That video is graphic and horrific and terrible, and no person should do that. But my job in the end is to prove that he violated a criminal statute. And there is other evidence that does not support a criminal charge.
Wow. You and I were talking earlier this morning about being in L.A. during the Rodney King riots. And that did not kick off because of what happened to Rodney King, but because of what happened in court.
Yes. When they acquitted those officers. And remember, when they acquitted those officers, it was based on, did the training that they have, did they do anything that wasn't part of their training?
Yeah.
The way they held the baton, did they do certain, that was part of the issue there. And why they're telling everybody to calm down is because you want to get this right. And get it right is you dot every I, you cross every T, you leave no stone unturned. So when you go to court, you don't flame out and then it becomes even more. But he's very honest there. That's the guy that's going to be looking in whether or not they're going to file charges. And based on what I see now, could you imagine if they decide not to file charges?
Oh, this is going to be
But
awful.
You can't file charges just because... Well, if not, we're going to, you know, this whole city's going to burn. You've got to do everything absolutely right. Make sure you do the entire thing so there's no stone unturned. And if you rush into it, it's going to be ugly if you don't get what you want. So you got to wait for the autopsy. They've already said they want an independent autopsy. So we'll probably have two conflicting stories. And what happens, I said yesterday, because you see it, it's graphic, it's horrible. We all agree with that. What happens if he died of a heart attack? What happens if it, you remember New York with that it wasn't the chokehold that killed the guy. It was the he had a heart attack. So now, did all of that lead to it?
Probably.
But it wasn't he didn't die specifically from being asphyxiated. So that's the thing that they're going to look at. They want to make sure they have everything.
Sure seems like he died of that, though, in this case.
And the county attorney, if he responds too soon with charges, if he decides to bring charges, then it's going to look like it was prompted by the protest.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Boy, so, the process has to play out.
When you have a system, it's got to work. And the problem is, for the system, it hasn't worked always, especially for people of color.
All right. That's what's going on in Minneapolis. But, of course, here in Phoenix, we saw rioting last night. Violent rioting, right?
That does not... George Floyd doesn't want you to go out and break stuff in his memory.
Yeah. Loot? Set stuff on fire?
No.
Yeah, that's probably not the good... It's not the good approach.